Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Chayuch Vege, Ras Michal Yudis Basia, Besoch Shechol Yisrael, and Michal Yudis Basia, Bas Menachem Elchanan, Chol Yotze Chalotzeh, Chol Anuvim Eleha. And this year is based on the Torah of Mori Barabi, Rabbi Gaon Rabbi Yaakov Tov and Hamlik Shlita. In the Sechus Kedushin, we learn in the Mishnah, Mekadesh, Bechelkoi, Bein Kotche, Kotchim, Bein Kotchim, Kalim, Eina Mekudeshes. If a person's Mekadesh with his Chelek, with his portion, both, if it's Kotche, Kotchim, or if it's Kotchim, Kalim, she's not Mekudeshes. The woman is not Mekudeshes. Rashi says, Bechelkoi, Shecholakim, Echov HaKoyahanim. What does it mean, a Mekadesh, Bechelko? With his Chelek, that he apportioned with his brothers, the Kohanim. If you want to be a Kohen, wants to be Mekadesh a woman with his Kachim, Sari, Eina Mekudeshes. Zok the Gemara. Name of Masnis and Lok Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Maybe this mission is not like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Let's say that. San Yamala Mal Bashem, the Rabbis Kachim Kalm Shem Amon, Adib Rabbi Yossi Aglili. It says in the Pasuk, Mala Mal Bashem. If a person will sin, commit treachery against his friend by lying to his fellows, he's talking about somebody who swears falsely in denial of a monetary claim. Torah says that if you deny a claim made against him by his fellow and he swears falsely, he has to pay a fifth besides what he owes and bring an ashim. So what does it say? Mola mal bashem. So this includes Kachim Kalim in the laws of false oaths because they are Mimona. Normally, when one denies a monetary claim regarding Kachim, he doesn't have to swear. And if he swears falsely, he doesn't have to pay. Chaymesh or the Ashim. This is because the Pasuk excludes claims regarding Hekdesh because it says La'amito to his fellow. However, since the pasuk includes the phrase "malamal b'Hashem," he commits a treachery against Hashem. Yossi Aglili maintains that a certain type of kachin is subject to this oath and its penalty. And that is kachin kachin. That's kachin kalim. Because even though it's hekdesh, it's called memono according to Yossi Aglili. So if one swears falsely in denial of a claim regarding Kachim Kalim, in other words, his fellow's claim that an animal of Kachim Kalim in his possession is actually his own, he's committed a treachery against Hashem by lying to his friend. In other words, he lied regarding Kachim that belongs to his friend. You have the Amal Amal, and that's Bashem, that's the Hekdesh aspect. And it also, with regard to property that belongs to his friend, and you have to there you have the penalty of Chomish and Anashim. So you're Mekayim both. On one hand, it's La'amito, it's his friend. The Kichesh Ba'amito. From one end you have the Ba'amito because it's Mammon of his friend. Kachim Kalam is Mammon of his friend. And on the other hand, it's Malamal Bashem because it's Kachim. So Yossi says that if somebody falsely denies, swears about it, that somebody else's about somebody else's kachim kalim, that he says that I'm holding on to this kachim for my friend. It's really mine. I'm not holding on to it for my friend. He says I'm holding on to it. It's really mine. And then he lied about it. So in such an instance,
Torah says he's talking about a pikadon, a deposit, a loan, a robbery. In such an instance, Rabbi Yossi says that he's chayiv. It's included in the pasuk. He's chayiv chamishin ashim. So you see, al kopanim, that it's mimona. Kachim kalam is mimona. And that's against the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you can't be makadesh with kachim kalam. It means it's not mimona. So that's just a Gemara. Afilu tam Rabbi Yossi, this is kedushin in beis and beis. Afilu tam Rabbi Yossi aglili. Rabbi Yossi aglili. In which case Rabbi Yossi aglili say? If kachim kalim belongs to the owner, nichayim when the animal's alive, malachah shchita lo. But after shchita, it is not the property of its owner. My taima. What's the reason for this distinction? Ki kazachu, because when they, the kohanim, the owner, acquire their portions of an offering, mishulchan gavoya kazachu, it is from the table of the Most High that they acquire it. So Memela, when the Mishnah says you can't be Makadish, Kachin Kalim is talking about Lachar Shchita. It's not yours anymore. But before, and it is yours, and that's what the Pasuk is talking about when it says Umala Mal Bashem, Bikichesh Bamita Mala Mal Bashem. That includes Kachin Kalim, that's yours, that's before the Shchita. Dekanami. Also meduyuk, the katani amakadish b'chelko bein kachim kachim bachim kachim kalim loy kidesh. That if one is makadish b'chelko, whether it's kachim kachim or kachim kalim, he hasn't betrothed her. What does it mean b'chelko? B'chelko is what you get after the shechita. What you get after the shechita, that's a different story. What you get after the shechita, that's not yours anymore. That's makadish b'chelko. Menachinami, there is a din that it's yours, that it's mamon hedyit, before it's shechita. But after the shechita, when it's chelko, and kachi kachi kachi, it's not yours anymore. In the mele, you can't be makadish and isha, so Rabbi Yossi Aglili's opinion could accord with that of the Mishnah.
Rashi, divar maschil, Hashem, the rabbis kachim kalim, v'schayv aleim korban shvua, that is a korban shvua, that if one denies having that someone else, that an animal, someone else is kachim kalim, he has to take a shvua, and if he swears falsely, then he has to bring a carbon. Afagav de nishba malekdish. Normally, you're not nishba hekdish. Normally there's no shvua when it comes to hekdesh, but here there is, because here it says Bashem, Mala Mal Bashem. And it's also v'kichesh ba'amito. It's also you're committing treachery against your friend. You're denying your friend. You're lying to your friend because it's mimona. So it's also ba'amito and it's also ba'ashem. Ba'ashem because it's kachim kalim. So that's Hashem's. And it's also ba'amito because it belongs to your friend. And therefore there's going to be a karban shvua. Chayim ha'ashem. That's the first Rashi. Second Rashi, kikat zachu. When they are zoche, when who's zoche? Bein koyhanim b'chaz v'shok, bein bailim b'basa. Woo! She says, when they're zoche, that's how the Gemara we read concludes. My time. What's the reason for this distinction between mechaim and lachar misa? Because ki kazachu mishulchan kavoya kazachu. Ki kazachu, bein kohanim b'chaz v'shok. Both kohanim, when they're zoche, in their portion, in the breast, in the leg, and the bailim, when they're zoche, in the basar, where are they zoche from? Mishulchan gavoah. They're zoche from the table of above.
הקרוב עשה מורים, בזריק אז הדם, מתי רבוסו. והקרוב עשה מורים, and the sprinkle of the blood, that's matir rabosu, so therefore they're eating at God's table, so to speak. The Gemara says, it's deganami, because this is hamakadish b'chalko, la'achar shecholko, after it was given out, lo katani hamakadish b'kodshim kalim. It doesn't say you're makadish b'kodshim kalim. It says you're makadish with what? B'chalko. What's b'chalko? After it was given out, not when it's still alive. So it's only after it's dead that you can't be makadish. Then it's not yours anymore. Then it's mishulchan gavoah. Beforehand, it's yours. So Rashi here writes a mechudish tika perush that be'emes, even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, ein nishbayim al kodshim kalim. Why? Because ein nishbayim al hekdeshos. Rashi says you're not nishban hekdesh. Avogav de'enish by malak deshos. There's no shua. Hashem l'rabos kodshim kal mitzchay b'leim korban shua. Avogav de'enish by malak deshos. Normally you're not nishban hekdesh. And if you're nishba leim v'hoide, eno maybe kar al shem al kshuva tzabikada. He says, v'chish b'amito. But hani yisrabu lumi b'ashem, v'kichesh b'ashem. But these are included. So you're not nishba in hekdeshos, including kachim kalam, just if one was nishba b'dievet. And afterwards he admitted that he swore falsely. There's a special miut by other kachim. It says, V'kichesh ba'amito. You denied your friend. And the matter of Yossi Aglili says, She'ein kachim kalam b'chlal lo yisum miut. Kachim kalam aren't included in that miut. Kevin she'ein mamon b'ailim. And it's called ba'amito. Again, Rashi's being mechadish here that you're not nishban on kachim kalam ever lechatchila. Avogav de'ein nishbay malak deshos. But hani yisrabu that if you were nishba, then there's a chomesh and there's a carbon. But Rashi's telling us a chiddush that ein nishbay malak deshos. What Rabbi Yossi Aglili is saying is only b'di'evid. If b'di'evid, you're a nishba, and these kachim kalim, then you have to pay. But if atchila, there's no shavua. Well, how does Rashi know that? Why doesn't Rashi just say kipshuta? Rashi seems to say that it's only b'di'evid that you're nishba here, but if atchila, you shouldn't be nishba. Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that no, you're nishba even lechatchila kachim kalim. That's question number one. Now in Bavakame, it says, and daf tesom at beis, we have a mishnah nechasim she'ein ben le'ila. If you have nechasim for which there is no le'ila obligation, and nechasim she'em shel b'nei bris, if you have properties that are not subject to the law of le'ila, and properties that belong to members of the covenant. So you have to pay for damages if there's no me'ila, and if they belong to members of the covenant, Jews, not Gentiles, as the Gemara is going to explain.
Kishehizik chav amazik l'shalim tashlumei nezik b'meitav haaretz. When he's mazik, so the mazik is chayv to pay
Tashlumei meita, tashlumei nezek v'meita varti. You have to pay damages with the choices of land.
Rashi explains, nechasim shein ben mi'ila k'loima. Mizakti nechasim shein ben mi'ila ni chayiv l'shalim. If I was mazik nechasim for which there's no mi'ila, I have to pay.
For which there's no...
din of misappropriating temple funds, I have to pay. Aval mizakti nechsei hekdesh ein chayiv. If I was mazik nechsei hekdesh, I don't have to pay. And it says shoreyeu. And if it's hekdesh, not shoreyeu. Shel b'nei bris lafuke nachri. This excludes a nachri.
The damage shel nachri ain't chayiv l'sham.
But not shall Yehudi, shall Nachri ain't chayiv l'sham, shall Yehudi chayiv l'sham, shall b'nei bris chayiv l'sham. We skip now to 12b. Nechasim shein ben me'ila. That's when you have to pay. Me'ilu the last one mikdashi cut or mikdash katshi, but there's no me'ila, but they're holy. And the Gemara says, man tane, who's the tane that maintains this view? I'm Rabbi Yochanan b'Kachim Kalim, who holds that if the property isn't subject to Me'ila, one is liable for damage, even if it's Hekdesh. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. That's, we're talking about Kachim Kalim, and it's a limited Rabbi Yosei Aglil, then Ramon Bailim. It's according to Rabbi Yosei Aglil, again, is the opinion of Kachim Kalim, Ramon Bailim. Sani, we learned in a Brice, Molam al Bashem, a person will sin and commit a treachery against Hashem by lying to his fellow. This verse comes to include Kachin Kalim and the laws of false oaths, because Kachin Kalim redeem the property of their possessor, and therefore it's Fakikesh Bamita. Divrei, Rabbi Yosi, Haglili. So we see from here that it's Mammon Bailim. And since it's Mammon Bailim, there's a din of Chomish and Asham. When he swears falsely, then you also have to pay damages. Frak de gemore v'atnan amakadish b'chelko bein b'kotchim kotchim bein b'kotchim kalim. Ein amakudashis. You can't be makadish with kotchim kotchim kalim. Lema de locha b'yosei aglili, so it's not like b'yosei aglili. The point of b'yosei aglili, kotchim kalim are the property of their possessor. So therefore, it should work for you. You should be able to be makadish with kotchim kalim. And for the Gemara, I feel them Riyasi Leonel. You can say the Mishnah is Riyasi Leonel. I'm Riyasi Leonel. I'm Riyasi Leonel. You say the Kachim Kalim. Our moment by them, a chayim when the animal's alive. After Shchita, Riyasi Leonel is Moide. But after Shchita, Riyasi Leonel is Moide, that it's no longer the property of its owner. And the Kikazachu of its possessor, the Kikazachu, Mishachim Gabor Kazachu. When they acquire their portion of the offering, it's from the table of the Most High. Therefore, he would agree with the Mishnah, you can't be Makadesh after the animal. If the animal died, when is it yours? When the animal is still alive? Rashi says, "Me'ilehu." The bina de lo lehavi ben uchasim sheni chayv ben izakin. Ha'ilas bo me'ila afagav de makadesh de mikdash kachi chayv ben izikin kum kachim kalam shem ben me'ila mechayim. So it's me'ila. If there's a chi of me'ila, then there's no obligation. Because we require that it shouldn't be nechasim. Only me'ila we require that they don't have. Sheni chayev bin izakin. So from this we can learn ha'iles lehu bin me'ila, ha'iles bu me'ila, that if there's no me'ila, afagav de mikdash kachi, even though they are holy, ani chayiv b'nizikin. There can't be me'ila on nechasim that I'm chayiv b'nizikin. Because if there's me'ila, I'm not chayiv b'nizikin. But if there's no me'ila, even if it's holy, I'm chayiv b'nizikin. And what's an example of nechasim that are holy and don't have me'ila? Kegon kachim kalim, like shlamim, todim, chadayim. Shein ben me'ila mechayim, el rak bi'isurim. They don't have Meila. While alive. El rak be'emurim, excuse me, la'achar zrikas hadam ala mizbeach. Only by the emurim, there's Meila. After you zorik the dam ala mizbeach. Kidigasinim sechas mila, like we learn in Meila. So what do we see from here? That if you're talking about kochim kalim, they're holy, but there's no meila until you get to the emurim after zrikas hadam. Otherwise, there's no meila by kochim kalim. And memeila, the Gemara says that since there's no meila, there, one is liable to pay if one swears falsely in denial of a monetary claim about kachim kalim, because there's no meila by kachim kalim. Again, until the emurim after zrikas hadam, there's no meila. And since there's no meila, then one is chayiv. Man Tana, who is the Tana the Mechayiv Nezikim, Hizik Shor Shor Shlom Mishal Chaveru? Who is the Tana who is Mechayiv Nezik, if you are Mazik, the Shor Shlomim of your friend? And we said that that's Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi holds that it's Mamon Bailin. Vishore Yehu Korinande. And we call it Shore Yehu. The Mishnah is talking about Nezek, and it's Mashma from the Mishnah that you're chayiv if it's kachim kalim. Who is that? That's Rav Yossi, who says that it's mamon bailim, it's called shoreyeyu. Umal amal b'ashem, b'kich esh b'amito, gabi shvus ha'pikadim, k'siv, it's verbin by shvus ha'pikadim, l'rabas kachim kalim, haks t'chsiv b'ashem, the rabas kachim kalim, that it says b'ashem includes kachim kalim. Shem hifki b'em shalom etzach haver v'kof v'nish b'avoyde v'shalim kerem v'choyim v'esh v'ashem. That if someone was mafkid of a hamishlam by his friend, and then his friend was koifer, and then he swore about it, and then he didn't, and then he admitted it that he lied, so he has to pay a principal, a fifth, and a penalty of a fifth, and also bring a carbon ashen. Your friend's mom. Queen of Bashem, Bikichesh Bamito. Queen of Bashem, Bikichesh Bamito. So there's a Akrasha Bashem and there's a Akrasha Bamito. It's both. It's your friend's mom, it's also Hashem's. Rashi, Makadish Isha, Bechelko. If you're Makadish woman with your Tzchelik, Yom Rabbi Yosei Glili. When Rabbi Yosei Glili says, Mom and Bailim, Have Mechaim, Shachrayus Wolof. In life, because there's an Achrayus on him. Have Lacha Shchita, but after Shchita. Because in life, he's responsible for the animal. And therefore, it's Mamon Bailim. But after Shechita, Ki Zachu, Bein Koyhanim B'chazi B'shoik, Bein Bailim B'shara Basso, Mishulchan Gavoya Kazachu. When there's Zoyche, both the Kohanim, and the Chazi and the Shoik, and the Bailim, and the rest of the Basso, there's Zoyche Mishulchan Gavoya. So you see that after Misa, they're no longer Mamon Bailim. Ad kan midivrei Rashi HaKadosh. Arei kosav Rashi sham, that according to Rabbi Yosi HaGlili, that kachim kalim is mamon bailim, that we learn, einish boim alek deshas, we see in Perek Hazav, but we see in Vav, isn't shayich. Kachim kalim yor nishba, shvuos ha'bikada. So there's a stira gluya, there's an open contradiction here, in Rashi and two sugyas. There Rashi writes, meaning, there in Bava Kame, Rashi writes, Nishboim b'kochim kalim. And here Rashi writes, Ein nishboim. Lechatchila b'shum ekdesh. Even kochim kalim. Just Rashi in Kiddushin says, B'di Evedik. Rashi says ein nishbaim on kachim, even kachim kalim. Just if you were nishba, then there's a penalty and a carbon. So it's a steer. Which one is it? And that's stiras haperushim. That here it's there's no shvuan. That there is, excuse me, lechatchila shvuan kachim kalim. And there that there's, and meaning in Baba Kama. We say that we are Nishban Kachim Kalim, even the Chatchila. And in Kiddushin, you're not Nishban Kachim Kalim, only B'diavad you're Nishban Kachim Kalim. So that's a stira. There are other stiras. Here, in Kiddushin, Rashi explains ki kazachu mishulchan gavoa kazachu. Hainu, bein kohanim b'chazav v'shok, bein b'aylim b'basar. Both kohanim, in the chazav and the shok, and the b'aylim and the basar. Mashma, that the zechi of the kohanim and the zechi of the b'aylim are two different zechios. Each one is a matana mishulchan gavoa. One matana for the kohanim, one matana for the b'aylim. Bein kohanim b'chazav v'shok, bein b'aylim b'basar. These are the matanas. In Bava Kame, Rashi writes, "Ki zachu bein kohanim b'chazav v'shok bein b'aylim b'sha'ar ha'basar." Different lashon. It's mashma. It's all one zechiyah, and it's split up between the b'aylim and the kohanim. In kiddushin, it's two different zechiyahs. In Bava Kame, it's one zechiyah. Part of it goes to the kohanim, part of it goes to Yisrael. Here, in kiddushin, Rashi was marich lefarish. That it says mishulchan gavoa kazachu hainu, v'pnei shehakrovas emurim v'zrikas hadam matir habasar. That's Rashi in Kiddushin. So, Rashi in Bava Kama doesn't say that. So why doesn't Rashi in Bava Kama mention this? If it was good for Rashi in Kiddushin. Another question. That only in Bava Kama Rashi was Mechadesh, a Biur. Why by Kachim Kalim? It's considered the moment of the Bible. Why? Because when the animal's alive, Achrayu Su'alav. First of all, it's difficult. That's Bailus, because you're responsible for it. That gives you Bailus. That's what Rashi says. Because you're responsible for that, because Mehechitesi. Not only that, but Rashi only says this in Bava Kama. Rashi doesn't say this in Kiddushin. In Kiddushin, Rashi leaves it silent. So in other words, why? Is it yours? Where does the bialus come from? Because of the basar that he's going to get after that korban, like the Rashbam writes in Bava Basar, Kufchav Gimel Amid Beis. Yishum Sha Basar Ve'or Shelo Ve'en LaGavoa Bo Alei Murim Ve'Lekoin Chazav V'Shoik Ayin Shem in the Rashbam. Since the basar and or are his, afterwards he's going to get the basar and the or. So Memela, it's his Nenel Mechaim. And all Gavoa gets is as they emur. And it's not like Rashi in Bava Kama, where Rashi says it's because he has achrayus.